Gina, G-E-N-A, Enloe, E-N-L-O-E. 8/13/66, 12/21/23. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, hip pain, number four. Sputum production, number five. History of chronic pain, number six. Have taken herself off the Soma and the Tramadol that she was on, number seven. Still taking the gabapentin, number eight. History of hypertension, number nine. Patient looks a little bit depressed to me. She says nobody really cares about her at home. She does all the work, and their husband and family take advantage of her. Number 10, she's also lost from 151 to 139, which I'm concerned about, but she says she had blood work done at the doctor's primary care doctor. Her hormones were all out of whack, W-A-C-K in quotation. They put on some bioidentical hormone, but she quit taking it because it was too expensive. So Gina is a 57-year-old woman who comes into the multiple medical problems and issues, as I mentioned. Period. In the paragraph number one, she does have a cough, congestion. She does smoke. Her chest X-ray today is within normal limits, except for the COPD. I don't see any evidence of pneumonia. Period. Her blood pressure is controlled, but she's having a lot of hip pain. The X-ray of the hip today shows arthritis and osteoporosis. I told her it's time for her to see a specialist. She's seen a specialist before. She wants to call him and make an appointment. We talked about injections in the hip, but she says they don't usually work, but she does want to try the steroids. She's been taking Advil and Tylenol with minimal help. Period. In the paragraph, she did not want any injections today. Family history, no colon cancer, still having issues with hypertension, diabetes, no breast cancer. A maintenance mammogram had been ordered, but she refused. She did not go. Colonoscopy, she definitely not interested in a colonoscopy. Medication, let's make a list. First of all, she's allergic to nothing. Then she only takes Atenolol, 25 milligram once the gabapentin, the dose is unknown. And then she takes some kind of triglyceride medication that was given by her doctor. Family practice, she doesn't know the name. She'll call me with the name later. Medical problems, hypertension, insomnia, anxiety, neuropathy. She also has a history of thyroid cyst on the right side that's been biopsied and was told to come back for recheck, but she never went back. COVID immunization, none. Maintenance, we talked about social. Last period, 10 years ago, she does smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Lives with her husband of 33 years. She's been pregnant three times. Review of system, essentially the same as above on exam. Again, she weighs 139 pounds, down 11 pounds, 12 pounds, yeah, 12 pounds. Let's see, 99%, 98, 20, 80, pulse, 130 over 84, heart positive, positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, shows the rash around the mucosa with an lesion, was a cardiac focal. As far as chest X-ray is concerned, we talked about her chest X-ray up in the text. I did put her on Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. Next number, we talked about smoking. Next number is hip pain. Again, the X-ray shows no fracture. There's DJD and bone spurs present. She has an appointment with the, she will make an appointment with the orthopedist. I believe the Medrol dose pack is going to help that as well. Next number is, I gave a few Toradol, just 20 tablets. She knows too much Toradol can affect her kidney. Next number is, her blood work is up to date. Next number is, back in 2022, she had a high white count, and this was reported within normal limits. Next number is, Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack should be a great help for her cough. Next number is, if cough is not improved, she will definitely let me know. And because of her smoking history, we'll proceed with a CT. Next number is, very large thyroid cyst on the right side, but it's been biopsied. She also has a goiter on the right side. Next number, chronic pain. Next number, she decided to go off her medication, the Tramadol and the Soma. She doesn't want to get back on them or see anyone regarding that, but she will see an orthopedist. Next number, I'm concerned about a toxic goiter. But she says the last time they checked her thyroid, it was fine, and she doesn't want to recheck her thyroid today. Put that in big letters. Next number, she does have some mild PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, she doesn't want to follow up with an endocrinologist as far as the thyroid abnormality, once again, is concerned. Next number, we talked about the possibility of colonoscopy and mammogram. Again, she's not interested at this time. Next number, I told her I'd like to see her again next month to make sure everything is okay. At that time, we'll reevaluate everything and decide on blood work and see what the orthopedic doctor has done for her. She agrees with that and has made an appointment to do that in a month, and we'll possibly do blood tests at that time. She did not want to do any blood tests at this time. Thank you.